literally everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. He would be so awesome. He would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks. We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're going to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all.
Coming at you in glorious real life duophonic sound. You are tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, giving you 3 hours of the best gosh darn local music on the planet. Good Wednesday evening to you. This is a pre-recorded show. That means none of us are here in the studio, and we are recording this from the safety of our own safe houses. And we will continue to do this until the COVID restrictions at Tufts University have abated to allow us to have live guests in the studio. And we'll continue to do that. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us on the Facebook, on the Town with Mikey D, or via Instagram at OTT Mikey D, or on the emails at OTT@sonicenhancement.com. If you want to send us music, or if you want to be considered for a live performance or any of that stuff. And hey, we've got Bands Without Hands from 2014 as our live archive guest. Andrew Wilson's got a set. Suze has a set of music from 2007. And I've got a set of music right now from today. Yeah, it's brand new stuff from X Hyena. This is brand new. It's called Capture the Stills. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. And this show is pre-recorded.
True, tattooed on your chest. Thank you. USA. Hit me. Ooh.
Brand new from Gretchen Shea in the middle eight, a tune called Sleepwalking. We also heard Little Billy Lost with Made in the USA. Parts Per Million gave us their new single, Placebo. And we started things off with brand new music from X Hyena and Capture the Stills. You're on the sound with Mikey D. We're going to carry on with some more new music. Here's Salem Wills. This is Hostile Music on 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this show is pre-recorded. You're on the town with Mikey D.
A little kid who wants to have some fun. I'm learning and I'm growing. He's a doll, he's an amalgamation of all my wretched dreams. Crystallized golden ginger. The way his jacket falls, I like to watch him lean. Tragic male, left a beginner. I'm not stale. Yeah.
91.5 WMFO Medford. The Shanghai Lows giving us Funeral Home Mint, a brand new track from their album Sway Like a Wicked Bad Habit out on Rumbar Records. We also heard Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band. If I Live to See Virginia is the name of that track from the album A Heaven or Haven for Heretics. Yeah. Jay Prozak gave us Building Blocks, brand new single, and Salem Wolves from their upcoming EP, Hostile Music, the title track, Hostile Music. And right after this public service announcement, Andrew Wilson's going to give us a set of a tunage from the local music scene. And don't forget, at about 10:30, we have Band Without Hands, a vintage archive recording from 2014. So stay tuned. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Med.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
You listen to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Prison Elbows from Gozu, before that Honeybee from Syllabani, and before that track one from Brainchild. And now we're going to hear some Cortez.
Shame of love. you are.